Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to this November the 29th edition of Team Liberty Radio. And you're here with your host, Shane Lacroix. As for the next 30 minutes, we will be giving you your weekly dose of truth. I hope everyone had a happy Thanksgiving this past Thursday. And I hope that you spent time with your family, whether it's your real family, your extended family, or friends. And hopefully you gave thanks for what you have been blessed with in the past year. But folks, this edition of Team Liberty Radio, we're going to be dealing with Black Friday, what happened the day after Thanksgiving. And hopefully we're going to enlighten people that on the hoax and scam known as Black Friday. And also, I've seen this on the news from different places, CNBC, Fox News, and other places, going around asking people, is the term Black Friday racist? We'll be covering that in today's show, and I'll give you my commentary and thoughts on it. But also, I'd like to thank everybody for spreading the word about the show and our website. The website is going with leaps and bounds. I'd like to thank everyone for telling others about it and for viewing it. The address of our website, which the article will be going up after show, I'm still working on it. But the article is titled, Why I Consider Black Friday a Hoax and a Scam. But get the word out about the website. The address is www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. And we would also like to have you call into the show or join our chat board for this discussion of Black Friday, a hoax and a scam, and is Black Friday racist? The call-in number is area code 845-277-9109. Or you can go to the chat board and post your questions. We'll be glad to answer them on the air. Before we get into our main topic today, we're going to look at some of the news that is making headlines today. And the first one that is honestly truth on my, or truth, that is high on my radar. Oh, man. Computer's running a little bit slow. They got too many articles up and research going on. Come on. And this is from, I apologize for computer issues, folks. Anyway, there's several good articles now about Planned Parenthood shooter suspect. One of the things that it seemed as that tragedy out there in Colorado, Planned Parenthood, don't get me wrong, I am not a supporter of Planned Parenthood, as I got a show that deals with my opinion on Planned Parenthood. I don't agree with going in there and shooting. I agree with protesting them, but doing it in a nonviolent way. But as soon as it happened, all these major news networks of the lamestream media come out and said that the shooter was a Christian, he was a conservative, and he they just want to demonize anything to discriminate. Here it is. Here's that finally got the article. Planned Parenthood shooter labeled white Christian terrorist before a shred of evidence released is what mainstream media was saying. But the only evidence they knew that he held, unfortunately, from the state I do in North Carolina. But they know I don't know this guy being from North Carolina. If anybody knew the state of North Carolina, how big it is. I'm just up in one little small part up in the western mountains, the northwestern mountains of North Carolina. But mainstream media had him labeled this from BizPack Review on yesterday, November 28th. Planned Parenthood shooter labeled white Christian terrorist before a shred of evidence is released. Only thing really known about this guy is that he was hailed from the North Carolina, which is a shame. They also claim that he was a pro-lifer. Nobody's ever... Nothing has come out to prove that he was a pro-lifer or he just didn't like Planned Parenthood. He just didn't like the selling of baby parts. But I love how mainstream media likes to throw all this stuff out that about to go ahead and demonize the freedom movement, grassroots, and everything. Just because we don't like Planned Parenthood, I mean, all of us are killers. We're going to go ahead and jump off the subject. I'm getting ready to cover our main topic for today, being a Black Friday hoax and a scam, and it's the term Black Friday racist. We will be back after this quick break. But give us a call in if you'd like to be a guest or have a question about this topic. The area code is 845-277-9109. Welcome back to our main topic, is Black Friday a scam or a hoax? And is the term Black Friday racist? Well, I'm going to go ahead and deal with the last one first. And that being, is Black Friday racist or not? With all this day and time, people want to be politically correct and not wanting to hurt nobody's feelings and everything. People need to learn where the origins of meanings come from before they want to try to destroy them. Before we get into it even further, I saw this Friday morning as I was getting ready for work, and I can't remember what news station I saw it on, but I heard them say, is the term Black Friday racist? And lo and behold, wouldn't you know who was helped leading the charge of wanting to say the term Black Friday is racist to African Americans? None other than the Black Lives Matter movement, which, I'll be honest, when it started was a good movement, but it has been corrupted from a grassroots movement to a politically correct movement to help destroying people's, help destroy people of all races. But enough on my tangent of about Black Lives Matter. If anybody wants to know my opinion, check out our show, hashtag All Lives Matter. Check out that very good show on our, on here, on my archives. But the black term Black Friday is not racist. The origin of it comes from 1965, meaning it was the time of year when businesses got out of the red, which was a negative on their books, and they went into the black, which means they started making a profit. Let me read you a little bit origins of Black Friday so we can pass this knowledge on to others so they will know what really means. The origins of Black Friday. Historically starting the holiday shopping season on the day after Thanksgiving is largely due to the Santa Claus parades of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Department stores like Macy's sponsored such events, which they used as advertising vehicles. Excuse me, I misread that there. Let me start over. Historically, starting the holiday shopping season on the day after Thanksgiving is largely due to the Santa Claus parades of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Department stores such as Macy's sponsored such events, which they used as advertising vehicles to draw more customers into their stores. It then became a common practice to never advertise for holiday shopping prior to the start of these parades. While parades are no longer as commonly used as the heralded to the start of the shopping season, they've succeeded in establishing the day after Thanksgiving as the first day of the holiday shopping season. The use of the term Black Friday to describe this shopping holiday dates back to 1961 in Philadelphia. It was used to describe the crowded pedestrian and vehicle traffic that resulted the day after Thanksgiving. By 1975, the term gained traction all over the United States. But days before, retailers have a different explanation for where the term Black Friday come from. Many companies, Black Friday marks the point in the calendar year when companies go into the black and finally start turning a profit for the year. Folks, that is where the term Black Friday comes from. And if they taught anything in schools anymore, they would have learned it. I learned this back in high school. Back, I graduated high school in the mid-1990s, and we learned this in civics class. And also in business law. And the reason being, with all the crowd and commotions that you have, you need to know, a business need to know how to protect yourselves during this mad rush. And yes, as you can see, I'm going ahead and segue into Black Friday is a scam and a hoax. And the reason being I say that it is a scam and a hoax is most people do not take the time to look at what is being sold and if they can get it cheaper than certain times of the year. And with that saying, these supposed sales that they do have on Black Friday, they're not sales at all. On the surface, they look like sales, but folks, they really are not. And I did my own research into this. I kept sales paper from sales back on Memorial Day, July the 4th, and even some from back President's Day sales of earlier this year. And I looked at them when the Black Friday ads come out about all the great sales that are going to be for Black Friday. And just to let you know, I got some of the same circulars from the same companies that where I got them back on President's Day, Memorial Day, July the 4th sales, and looked at their Black Friday sales. And this stuff was cheaper back on Memorial Day, President's Day, July the 4th, than they was being sold on the Black Friday sales. Folks, you need to do your research and learn. And I know some of y'all do. I'm not saying don't take that the wrong way. But some people do not take the time to research before they make shopping purchases so they don't get took advantage of, and that's all Black Friday is anymore, is a way for them to take advantage of people and bombard them with all this massive campaign of get these products that you can't live without for a really cheap price, when in fact you're not getting them at a cheap price, you're actually paying more. You're actually paying more for these products than you would if you not wait to after January or after the President's Day sales. Wait till the sales coming up. Because what they start doing, and I did my own investigation into this, as I stated earlier, and I noticed with the weekly sales paper and going into some stores close around me that are national chains, and noticed that the price of certain items, like the TVs, would be slowly going up gradually so people would not notice their little scam for Black Friday. The prices were continually going up gradually and slowly, and people would not catch on. So when they did get to their Black Friday and release their sales circular sales paper, the public would be thinking that they would be getting a great deal for this product, when they're really paying what they'd gotten the price for on the July the 4th sale. But word to the wise, wait on these supposed great sales. You can definitely start getting them better starting in January, when they are really going on real sale that is not advertised, because they don't want you to know about their scam and hoax they got going on. And then you can get them with a, excuse me, then you can get them at a real deal. I'm going to read you a couple articles from one being from Bloomberg Business Week. And this is what it says. Among the 15 largest U.S. retailers, operating margins in the holiday quarter in 2013 were 11% higher compared with the 9% in the preceding 9 months beforehand. Amid the year-end shopping frenzy, these companies padded their bottom lines on an average of roughly 1/4. And also coming from Winston-Salem Journal, the Wall Street Journal highlights the idea of Black Friday discounts is a complete hoax achieved by the process of price massaging throughout the rest of the year, which in turn goes to what I said. They'll start after their July the 4th sale. They'll start slowly and gradually raising the price so nobody catches on to their hoax and scam. The scam also relies on shoppers impulse buying another product that has a 98% markup value. So even if the first item represents a genuine discount, the vastly inflated price of the impulse purchases more than makes up for it. And what do they mean by impulse items? They mean these flat screen TVs that they have on sale, the top video games, the brand new designer outfit, jewelry, all this stuff that they bombard you with TV say that you cannot live without. But folks, you can live without it, at least till January. Until January, when you are not so bombarded with all these ads. And you can actually notice what is going on. Folks, I'm not here to give you a tongue lashing. I just want people to be awake and aware of what is going on, to for you to make better decisions in your life, which we all need to. But anyway, Black Friday is nothing but a scam and a hoax. And also, another article I found from, or actually a comment from the Made.com boss, Ning Lee. They asked, how come retailers are able to make such dramatic reductions and not have to give away the store in the process? The answer is simple, markups. And how one is that? That just goes by what I said. They start after their big Labor Day sale or July the 4th sale and start slowly and gradually raising the prices. So by the time Black Friday gets there and that 48-inch, 36-inch, 42-inch flat screen TV that you want, 54-inch flat screen TV that you want, but you've been noticing it that it's too much for your budget. Well, when they drop it to that supposed great sales price in the circle for Black Friday, you think you're getting a great deal, but it's that big retail, big box store getting the big laugh because they know they just suckered another person in. I'm not a big fan of Black Friday. I've only been Black Friday shopping one time in my whole life, and that was probably about 10 years ago. Maybe longer than that. I was still living at home. And my parents want to know what I wanted for Christmas. Well, I said, I want a mountain bike. And I went to go get it. And thank goodness where I was at, there was some bunch of crowds and all that. And I said, there was a bunch of crowds there. But most people was not getting the item that I was, the mountain bike. But I happened to get there. I got the last one, you know, the demo model. They actually had it for sale. It was the last one left. Well, I'm going up to pay for it, and this lady tried to jerk it out of my head, said her brother or her son, I can't remember which one, wanted that bike. She tried to jerk it out of my hands. Well, needless to say, she didn't get that back, and I was not rude to her. I said, ma'am, this bike is for me. I've been wanting eyeing this bike for a while. But you see the way this Black Friday makes people crazy? It makes them want to leave their families on Thanksgiving Day, where these retailers are starting their sales earlier and earlier, 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day. We're going to be open, offering mass sales. Well, I went over to my aunt's this Thanksgiving night for supper. We're supposed to be there at 5 o'clock. Well, usually we're not ready to eat exactly at 5. Usually it's about 6, but we like to get together beforehand and fellowship and watch football and talk while others are in the kitchen fixing food. Well, one of our relatives, which is not one of my friends, my aunt's husband, it was his brother and wife was there. And his wife wanted to ask them, my aunt, she wanted to go to Walmart to get some great deals. I just kind of chuckled myself. Well, my aunt didn't want to go, so she got my cousin to go with her. And they got in that mad rush over there at Walmart, which me, there ain't enough money in the world to get me going that madhouse. Of course, I don't like Walmart anyway. But needless to say, they left about 5:30. And by the time the food was done, we could have ate at 6. But guess what time they got back, folks? 7:30. And it's like, oh, this is a madhouse. We'll never do it again. Well, I know my cousin, she won't do it again because she really don't care too much for it. She just went along. But my uncle's brother's wife, later on she said, well, I'm going to go to Winston later on. I'm going to the mall and hit some of their big sales. I just looked at her and said, I thought you said you wasn't going out again to get it right from us. She goes, I was just angry at Walmart at that time. Folks, it's all these retailers the same way, and these mindless zombie people who think they're getting great sales on this Black Friday stuff. But folks, don't be tricked by these scams of Black Friday and the hoax known as Black Friday. Do your research. Don't be taken back by their fake leftists, excuse me, not fake leftists, by this fake deals that they are throwing out to you. Like I said, you can find deals after holidays, especially after Christmas, the 1st of January, on this stuff. You don't need to stand in line with all the mindless zombiness. Mindless zombies out there clamoring for a great deal of fake China-made goods that will not last no time. I said before, I do not like Black Friday. I will not be caught in the mess of Black Friday. If you do go out there into it, be safe next year because Black Friday's on. If I had not had to work, I was going to actually go shoot some video and show how the madness of Black Friday is. But with my main job, I couldn't do that, but I plan to do that next year. But we're running down on time here. We've got 30 seconds left. Folks, be safe out there and remember the reason for the season. Check out our website, the article we posted after the show in a little bit when I finish it, but it will be posted tonight. The website is www.teamliberty1776, and we'll see you next week, folks.